Nyame asomdwoe nka yɛn nyinaa. Yɛbɛbɔ mpaeɛ. Father, in your mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. King of kings, Lord of lords, it is your grace and your mercy that's why we are here this morning. Father, I am just a vessel. May you speak through me to your children this morning. Lord, who am I that you are mindful of? But this morning, let your will be done. We pray that may your presence be in this atmosphere, Lord, and we commit this service from beginning to the end into your holy hands, that let your will, O Lord, be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Ebusuafoɔ, me maame nom, papa nom, nnuam nom. Ɛnɛ topic a yɛde maayɛ, ɔse, the youth in the light of Christ. Ne bra, menya topic ni, ne yɛ manage, sɛ, is the youth in the light of Christ. Me mitri mu pɔne deɛ, ɛnka me bɛbɔ youth n'akyi. Nanso, enam se enye ma asem ni ntino. Ebra mi skedi, on konkron kachirem se. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I say, I will tell you what to say at the hour. So, this is what the Holy Spirit want us to hear. And I looked at the topic and it says the youth. And I asked myself, how many youth do we have? Then what about our parents that are here? So this is what the Holy Spirit told me to tell. He said, look at the youth. And he wasn't talking about our physical youth, but he was talking about our spiritual growth. Nicodemus said something. He said, Father, how then can we get to heaven? And Jesus replied, you have to be born again. I believe most of us here, or all of us here, are born again. But the question now is, what is your spiritual level? Are you still an infant, or are you still growing? And that is what he wants us to look at today. Our growth. And when we look at Ecclesiastes verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1, he talks about remember your creator in your youthful days. So that means this youth he's talking about is your spiritual growth. Even though our title said youth in the Christ. And as I looked at the title, there is something that struck me. And that was the part that says in. It wasn't youth of the Christ, of the light of Christ, but he said in. That means the in means you have to be in him. Now, as someone may can you say, or say, you're more frano, and you know, a high mu, a way, Jesus Christ to deem. Now, you're more frano. Now, or try, I say, you're home, mono, you're nene nantiano, at the same. And answer a Drew saying, are we still a baby or are we still a youth? And the particular thing, a man, youth, you know, a bar inside and say, when you look at our youth physically, during your youthful days, you are energetic. You can do so many things compared to your old age. So God is saying that it is a time now for you to grow and start doing the things of Christ. As I continue to study, I ask the Spirit, what exactly do you have for your children? And he said, so many people knows about me. They have been hearing about me. Because we have been preaching that study your word. So they are studying, but they are not playing their part. They are not being the doers of the word. And if you just know the word and you are not doing it, that means you don't have the light. How can I, who doesn't know the Christ, will know it through you? Is it because you just read it? When you read it, it's in your head. But when you show it, that is how I will know what you have within you. So today, our topic is telling us that the youth in the light of Christ. And I ask myself, what is the light? According to our scriptures, Jesus is the light of the world. So that means what he's saying is, Semehu Jesus a na ye de wo beka ana de wo beye enye de wo suan ko a enti ampeni ampen bebre no ye suan enso se wan chira ana wan show ya me si de ma hu se usuan enti ene o se men kan chira me num ye no se yeah ye suan ba e dru mra e ye se ye yi chira. Because so we kanea eye se obi ehu kanea no se wu sua onye kanea no me pacho project image na mame the lamp the other one first. Yen hwe picture we. Abraham Isian. He told me to Google. I Google lamp. Even though your topic did not say lamp. But so we hwe Google mu a lamp ba a different one. So I kept scrolling until I reached this picture. And he says stop. And I ask myself, what are you trying to tell me from this picture? And this is what he told me. He said, look at this picture. There is a light that is brightened. And that light, there is three things that made the light show. You hear kerosene and the matches, no asona, or the year on your mind, you're right. Now, so a brat, Michelle, picture, and we paint the picture, which Rem say, even though we say he's the lamp. But look at this picture. The lamp is you also, because we are forgetting, sir, he created you in his own image. That means your body is the lamp. But at the quantity of my picture, he buy me news and say, and sana can you a woman be sono? Who hear kerosene and the matches? And I say, a jay you for phone, more money, lighter, and a gasoline. I didn't hear, say, by a couple and kahua, say kerosene kahua, light, you know. Some matches and so light no unhu e dia ntina make us asem se wusua wa asem no na wan nana dia ye unhu enti ene o ka che me no se se ye light no ebe so a ejina three things wo asem no e na honhon konkron. You see, one without one, you don't have the light. So we need some and some way. Christo somo awosom ana abrabona unemuno entre Christo. And inti ene anopai or some kai me enyina se enyi bako infrim. They all come together. Said ye can ya 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 hui. Se mi ji, ma fa matches an kahua. Ain't mean so.
Se manfa gasoline na kerosene ngumu a entimi nso. And as a lamp na nkasa anywhere light no enhyene ewu. Asase so ayewoi o se eyesum. Esum ne nye ehan ya ebo no. Esum ne ye enioma a ekoso. Said ye na ye begina ha empire boy boy and say dancing ya obi ewu. Enu ne esum na woka na. Say ye hwe ye second scripture now say he is the life. So if you don't have him, that means you are dead. And he is talking about a spiritual dead, a journey that you walk with him. So if you are not with him, you are spiritually dead. So this morning, he wants to remind you and I that let us be alert of our walk with him. Because our walk is what will show who we are in him. So that the people that do not know him will be drawn to your actions, will be drawn to the light that burns within you, and they will seek where this light is coming from. And when they seek where the light is coming from, because you have learned the word, because you know the word, you will know what to say to them when they come to the light. Mema ameno. Na, ye share your first Bible reading. Please, may you project Philippians 2, verse 14 to 16. Na, say ye share your first scripture now is verse the 15. But I added the 14 to it and the 16 to it to show you something. Kani aninyina aniyo. Or say, do everything without complaining or arguing. So, or say, 14, or say, so we ya we ya, and sana, yebe hun say, you are blameless and pure. Children of God, without fraudulent, in a crooked and depraved generation. So you have to do something that will show who you are in this generation. What are we doing in our daily walk? What is our commitment to the things of God? And even when we accept to do the things of God, what is our attitude? The light is the actions you do. Kanya ni nyina ne sen ene de wo be chire a chire wunia na se ye kohwe de toaso apo emye hu se wo ye we nyina awia so that your labor is not in vain. Se de enyum bi om kase de be ye me ya pa ne se there is no reward. That is what the system is telling you and I. We can be half in the world and we can come to church on Sundays. But when you stand before God, when you stand before Christ, you don't have two places to stand. It's either you are with him or you are against him. It is time for us to make up our mind. Are we all in with him? Or are we all out against him? Because the word says, if you are not for me, you are against me. There is no in-betweens. So this morning, he wants to tell you and I that we need to make a decision. We need to make a decision. That is where our second scripture came to play when he said in John chapter 8, verse 12. And you read it, and you see, he said, he who follows. And I'm a sign as here. He who follows. Whoever follows me. One say follows no enye show. Or say wow peno dimechi. That means you have to make that choice. You have to make that decision. And the Abraham Jinu Huin or Mamitya say Obekain asemne dear. But you have to make a decision to stick with the word. And penny and baby brain. Ye nima semna. Ba e to dia dinner. A semni baba ye trim. Ba ye share ye situation na. Ni e pa another solution. Ba e hano. Or say make up your mind. And stick to that. Make a decision no. And stay with that decision. And yet ye baba wakwem. And be change the waka. And it is a who make you a junior, a man and also ancestor. And it was say, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Many community, and yet the doom light you cry, a hind, a bar, right? And to not on pet, I can say, a hind, a yuhuna. Nemum, ye subine be a ye nemuno. Ya namon tuobia ye tuno. Ne ene asafora de emo enanteno. Eno ene ye isum. Eno ene ye ne chiwade. That is what is making our world become dark. Because we do not know him. Many of us have heard him, but those that know him, knows him. Why do I say those that knows him? Se wo Adam phobia, unim ne hiasem. Unim ne kone neba. Ubetimi ahun baby mpoa, onam sesia, enam en enkitahundie bia, unenedi. But sir, if I have heard about you, I've only heard what I need to hear. But I really don't know you. And most of us Christians, we've heard about him. He is saying, for your light to shine, you have to know him. And the only way for you to know him is to follow him. So we share the suyafon, ebra yesu ba asasi suwa. He was teaching the disciples. It got to a point the disciples was trying to heal, but they couldn't. But these same disciples that couldn't heal, that same person, his shadow, was now healing. Why? Because after they got to know him, they were never the same. So once you make the decision to follow him, you are not of your own. The light that is him, that begins to burn within you, will start to shine. And the people that do not know him will wonder, where is this light coming from? And then, that is where the scripture will fulfill that go into all and make disciples of all nations. That is your time to evangelize. And tell your brother or sister, eye nyame bia me hunu nti. Nyame bia me de me ho ato ne so nti. On say, wan ko baby anko ye, se erad momro erade wa ho. Ba enam eniye bi ene anamon bia utu ye nti no. Ebe che aman fo aben na eno edebe ma wedi erade asem so na wa chire no nia wonso asua na eno no enebe ma wo hu se o kania na esren no esren ma amansan nyina ehu. Now, please project the second lamp. Now, lamp way, it was this morning that I had it on my phone when I was Googling. I didn't know why I had the second one, but it was until this morning. I was going over the note, and somehow I was staring at this picture, and I said, Father, but this doesn't have a light in it. So what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show us? And he said, look at the picture very carefully. And I looked, and I noticed that we are the lamp. There is no light. And why is this? This lamp can be carried everywhere. One say enye lamp na America for idea ya wo sua dia na si table so. But we yan yan organ yenim so esum duro a otimi tam de kobe bia. That is what your light is. When you have the light in you, wherever you go, they will see the light. But this one is you and I without him. Even though we are moving, claiming to be Christian, but there is nothing showing. Sakania yeksihoi, aviation met me the abyssia. It is still a lamp, but the question is, does the light show? He wants your light to show, not just your lamp moving around, because your lamp is in this world. You are walking on this earth in the midst of the darkness, but your light needs to come through it so others who are in darkness will see and be drawn to you. Amen. The lamp, this same lamp, and he showed me something this morning. On lampy, it is in this world. In darkness, you can put that lamp there. And in the light, you can put that lamp there. Sansuna, yabra boy, yo boy. We can be in the world. And on Sunday, we can be at church. This is the lamp we are being. Now, Omaye Hun said, lamp, no. Once I say, Osha lamp, no more. You can see through it to the back. It's a light in our hands right now. You see through it to the back. That is what our life is. We are busy, but we are empty. You think you are doing all you can, but he will tell you your light was not on. Now you're too late. And until and then we know me no. Or say and share this lamp and ask ourselves, are we going to look for the kerosene and the lighter to light so this lamp will receive light? So you and I will walk and show Christ to this world. Then he showed me another part. The part that I was happy to talk about when I saw this. But there is something he said to me And he said, I have failed the youth. Papa, we have failed the youth.
Session. Leaders.
We have failed the youth. Why do I ask this? Why? Because may the camp give you example. Your core camp, there was some dressings, some attitude. At first, I was upset. At first, I was annoyed. If Elder Baffo was here, he would tell you, on Saturday, I almost gave up. I told him that if I come, I will quit. Because it was so bad that our kids didn't even understand what they were doing. The appearance of them will show where you are coming from. Will show who you are. If we are dressing like what the world is dressing, what is the difference between you and them? What light are you portraying as a youth through your dressing, through your attitude? And Papa, the reason why I say we have failed them is because this, as I was upset, and I was talking to one of my friends, and he was here. He said, I don't know why you're upset. I know that your heart is for the kids and you want good for them, but don't be upset. You are to blame. And I said, why? He said, the attitude and the dressing they took over there is what they have been showing here. You didn't solve it here. What did you expect them to show over there? Their light wasn't on here. How do you expect them to turn it on there? And I looked, I started to think of the day we were living. We stood here and we prayed for them, but there was a dressing among them that was uncalled for. There was a dressing that they were wearing that you and I watched them take that van and go there. And now, who am I to be upset with them? Because the parents saw them and drove them here. We stood here and prayed with them to take them there. So we reap what we sowed. We sowed that attitude. We sowed that unclean dressing. And that is what we are showing there. Because we were representing New England. But is that the attitude of New England? But guess what? They will free another district now. He has seen what New England blocks. So that is what he would think of New England. So you see, when our light doesn't shine like Christ, that is the perception the world will think of you. So it is time for us to not do the things of the world, but do the things of God. That is the only way our light will shine. Wherever we go, it will shine. And people will wonder, where is this light coming from? And they will be curious. We are living in a generation full of curiosity. Asasia Yewosu, Obia is curious about what is happening. So he's telling you and I today, let our curiosity be about the kind of light we are showing to the world. Amen. Oh, Osorosoro Boafo Nyame, Eda wase ene anope. Eya wadom enu ahuma bro ena menso. Bafo memu Eda wase maba. Erade said ya wa choye sem chrene se. Enya maho adenye minyansa enye mitumi binti. nemum eya wadom owrei wono asem che se yenante ohanimo erade se wan boyena wan dom yenya yebesi dan anante se de wo asafo erade otie eninti owra ma ohohun konkron ne mehye dene ma ohohun konkron ne mehye ma ebra emu aye dene no na esum erebo no ma yenjina pintin emfa ohain ne nhren na esum ne dura ehain no edini sunkunim said ya wasafo rade udi owo sunkunim ewa sendia ne so ore o ma ye yetie ni mempai bone se asemia abei erade mane enkoye wadwuma said ya ese efatao na edi enyonyam eni nhyira eni enigie eni ehurse ama wudin kronkron ne so yei ena mesre ewo wodoba Yesu Kristo dim intina me bompae amen.